Beginnings. Scene 1 of this story from Genesis 1 was told by the ancient Israelites for many generations, and it begins like this. The Creator, a great and mysterious being called God, formed the earth in the heavens and above. While the earth was still shapeless, dark, and empty, God hovered over the waters. As God spoke, creation began taking shape. God made light and pushed back the darkness. God separated the sky from the oceans and seas and gathered the waters, allowing dry land to appear. God made plants, flowers, and trees grow, all with seeds in them so that they could reproduce themselves. God created the sun, the moon, the stars, setting the days, months, and seasons into motion. God formed all kinds of creatures, fish that swim in the seas, birds that fly through the air, and wild animals that run and crawl across the land. The earth was filled with extraordinary life. Looking at this creation, God said, "This is good." Then God created another kind of creature, human beings. God created both men and women to reflect God's own image. And God said to the humans, "Continue my creative work, start a family, and take care of all living things." Looking at all of this wonderful creation, God said, "This is very good." Then God rested and set aside a day in each week for humans to rest and enjoy being with God. First Humans, Scene 2, from Genesis 2, gives a more detailed view of the creation of human beings. It begins like this. While all the plants and trees were still just seeds in the earth, God caused water to mist from the ground and start their growth. Then God used dirt from the earth to form the first human. When God breathed breath into the human's nostrils, suddenly, he came to life. He would be known as Adam, meaning from the ground, also meaning human being. God placed this human in a garden filled with beautiful plants and delicious fruit. Sparkling rivers flowed through the center of this garden. God gave the human great responsibility to work in the garden and care for all living things. God even brought each kind of animal right to Adam, so he could give them names. In the middle of this garden stood two special trees, the tree of life and the tree of knowing, good and evil. God told Adam, "Enjoy fruit from any tree except for one. If you eat fruit from the tree of knowing, good and evil, you will die." Soon God said to Adam, "It's not good for you to be alone. I will make a partner that is just right for you." So God caused Adam to fall into a deep sleep, removed one of his sides, and filled it in the place it had been taken from. God used Adam's side to form the first woman. When God brought her to Adam, Adam shouted, "At last!" Adam would soon call his new companion Eve, meaning giver of life. Adam and Eve were joined together as one. Although they were naked, they never felt ashamed. And God would come and walk with them in the cool of the day.